programming art, or beyond one illustration per generation. Generative art has come a long way, but it still stands as an invitation to programming. The AI responds with clever bursts of intelligence. It won't write an entire book for you. You have to ask for everything separately, one page at a time, one illustration per generation. Asking for multiple things returns errors and hallucinations. The artist has a problem. The AI is fantastic at remixing art. The music industry will try to stop the obvious, but of course it won't work. Soon we'll get music as good as the art, and nobody will care to pay a dime. But to create new stuff, stuff that seems to go beyond what the AI has learned, you have to automate and program things. You still need to learn programming, and not just any kind of programming. The old school programming is for other stuff. You need to learn stream processing, in that there is a stream of objects going over a wire. People don't understand that this is actually what streaming is, packets of data over a wire. But unlike with video, when controlling AI, you are routing things around all over the place. You ask for a list here and ask AI to convert it to a list of book chapters there, then convert those ideas into pages. In some other place, you ask to decorate the pages with illustrations, or decorate each of the chapters based on the original list. Programming streams of data is really special because it can be represented graphically. It is as simple as lines representing connections and boxes with ports representing various actions with configuration directives. Such an approach is commonly used when processing videos, actually. So right before it goes to the screen, all the different video sections and even frames get routed around into various things. Today, manual programming may just be faster, but only because we lack proper visual programming tools. We lack the friendliness of games driving visual programming environments. It seems that you are not only challenged with learning how to program in order to control the AI, but also bringing your expectations into the world of programming and using them for the creation of a friendly visual programming language. Hey, this is a really wonderful way to master programming in general. It's a beautiful invitation. If you accept this wonderful challenge, know that the only real critique of visual programming exists in the area of mutually incompatible programming concepts, where something that makes sense in one place would be incompatible elsewhere, and you not being able to mix things. The concept of the old file, for example, is pretty dangerous in context of web servers. Multiple users would surely overwrite data. This is why databases are used. But mutually incompatible concepts is just how our world works. It's about context switching. Therefore, to make room for mutual incompatibility, make every bit of configuration in your visual program a visual subprogram, with its own action set. This one workspace will have actions for routing data, and another for building user interfaces. And every workspace can have multiple outputs that can be cross-connected the same way computers exchange data. To put it simply, both incompatible concepts must be ready to accept generic packets of information or objects. So you are just routing more data. It's very easy. People are already complaining that AI generates garbage. But today we don't yet have the software that can orchestrate large generations that can validate, enrich, expand, and make things worth our while. We can create the occasional interesting photo, but we need entire, endless interactive games or stories or books. If you were wondering what to learn programming for, learn it to collaborate with artificial intelligence and to generate awesome new things.